Good morning, everyone. I hope you've all recovered from yesterday afternoon's inundation. And
it's a work in progress.
Yep, just like me. I happen to love electrical storms. I have been fascinated by them most of my adult life, I think, and I've tried to take photographs of lightning storms, and I think I've only ever captured one half-reasonable photo of a lightning strike. But I'm not giving up, so there's more lightning coming later today, and I think I might head down to the beach and see what I can capture. Yes, insanity does run in my family. I'll have my metal tripod with me. There's a welcome to our service this morning at the Vines at Woodcroft, for those of you who are here and those of you who are watching online. I missed the countdown, so that's why I'm just standing here doing nothing. There's a wonderful image in the reading this morning of Mary, sister of Martha and Lazarus, sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his every word. And in thinking about this morning's service, it occurred to me that image is an image of us. When we gather together as we are now, whether you're at home watching online or watching later, we come and we sit at Jesus' feet and just draw on his presence, his words, his very life present to us. So throughout the service this morning, if you're able to, just keep turning your thoughts and your minds through the songs, through the readings, through David's words, through the prayers. If you can, picture yourself in the presence of Jesus. And to do that, we're going to start with this song. Please stand. My Jesus.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let us sing, power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you that there is nothing that compares to the promises that we have in you, the hope that we have in you, the life, the love, the forgiveness, the joy of your presence. Lord, help us to hear from you this morning. Open our eyes, our hearts, our minds, our ears, that we might receive from you afresh your presence, your life, leading us throughout life, regardless of our circumstances. We praise you, Lord, for your presence with us day by day. Amen. Let's take your seats.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthralled in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. Shadows in the light of you. when I found the joy of reaching your heart. When my will becomes enthralled in your love. When all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you.
Let's pray. Lord God, as we listen to those words and the invitation of how and why we exist, we remember that you are that significant part of our life that gives us shape in the storms of life. We continue to offer our lives to you, whether we're young or whether we're old, so that you may use us to continue to shine your light in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's good to see so many of you here today. It was pretty amazing storms yesterday, wasn't it? We were down at Goolwa, and we're driving from Goolwa through Strath in my Alpha. And my Alpha is not very high off the ground. And we were coming through some really low creek lines, and it was just running pretty hard. And fortunately, in front of me was a VW Passat, probably not that much higher off the ground than the Alpha. So we followed them. And through one section, you could hear the car trying to stall. And I'm just putting my foot down harder. And it's going, oh. So it's a miracle I'm here. Otherwise, we would have been stranded on the side of the road somewhere. But yes, look, I hope you haven't got too flooded out. I'd like to invite you to stand and to welcome those around you. For those visiting for the first time, or it's been a while, good to see them. Welcome each other here. My microphone stand? Yes, there you are. Good job, Sam. Like, okay, guys, today we're talking about those wonderful... Well, it's a star, yes. This is going to be representative of the wonderful, amazing things in our life that are very, very important. It's really quite beautiful, isn't it? Christmas is coming. So these are the things in our life that are very important. So we'll put it down here. And these things... Just a little bit of think music. So, and this is our life, believe it or not. It's just like just play with me. Yeah? Just, okay, so hold that there. Now these are all the things that happen in our life that make our lives busy. Oh, I'll stick that back, guys. Okay, so for those of you who can't see, there are...
Thousands of marbles.
Okay, let's go. Let's start putting some of these things in. So this is my, when I'm busy on a Monday, that's Tuesday evening, Sunday I'm busy. All these wonderful, important, busy things. Let's put them in. All right, keep going. Look at that great big one. Woohoo! All right, let's stick that one in. My favourite one is this sparkly blue one. This one's my favourite one here. Look at that, beautiful. I've had that since I was 12 years old. I'm really not that much older. Okay. Some would say that. So that is our life. Look how busy our life is. Okay. So now, are we going to put this really important thing in here? We've got no room for the important thing because we're all so busy doing this other stuff.
Yes, you do.
What? What else could we do? All right, let's go again. Let's do something else.
something different again?
Why don't we put this? I know it's a screw. What can we have? Looking back, but what if we put this in the centre of our life to begin with? Like this, I'll just show you. So he put out, I didn't quite get the jab right, but it's going to go further in. Okay, but yeah, so we put things in, and we've got the most important thing in our life already in there, huh? And the busyness sits around us. Thank you very much. Look at that! We've got the most important things in our life amidst the busyness. So, what does it tell us? Okay. So what are some of, so when we have the most important thing in our life and we have all the busyness around, we need to make sure our most important thing is happening in our life, and we make sure we spend time for it. Today, our Bible reading talks about making space for the important things in life and not just getting caught up with stuff. Are you with me? Okay. Thank you for all your help. I know, we're not going to put any more in there. So why don't we leave this here, and you guys can play with some marble as we come across here. So, good job. Yeah, I know, it's a good job. That's a metaphor for our lives, people. Is that how your life feels?
A microphone holder.
Come on, we'll stick it up here. Thank you very much. All right, let's
put this
over here.
A moving microphone holder.
Oh, thank you, microphone holder. All right. Good job. Let me say a prayer. Lord Jesus, we love the fact we can have some chaos on a Sunday morning. We ask that you bless these wonderful young people and our lives as we think about the important things in life. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I've got a few notices. Thank you, guys. So a reminder that the 27th of November is our AGM. It's a very exciting experience. Good. You'll all be here. So it'll happen straight after our normal service, where we'll look at our finances, look at some key reports, and look at some nomination for elders. So we get to elect a couple of elders. This year, David Mack is standing for the first time as an elder. Please stand up, David, just in case we've forgotten what you look like from then. And Kristen is going to continue re-nominate as an elder, so that's been great. And we are really excited about that. And again, there's an opportunity if you'd like to join the council to use your jigsaw pieces to add to the big puzzle. You're welcome. Please have a chat to me after. All right. I don't think there's any. Again, look at your notices. We've got a whole lot of stuff happening. Exciting stuff with the Christmas event and other things. So please check your notices. All right. I reckon that's enough from me, David. Thank you.
We are going to acknowledge our offerings now before the Lord and bring the offerings down the back there. Singing an oldish hymn, I'm not sure how old it is, but it's a hymn that is an offering of ourselves, just as I am without one plea. And in reality, that's all we can ever do in the presence of our Lord, just as I am here and now, not as I hope to be tomorrow or next week or next year, here, today, just as I am. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am of that free love, the breadth, length, depth, and height to prove, here for a season, then above, O Lamb of God, I come.
Stand.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to
Lord Jesus, we praise you again and thank you. As we are present to you this morning, Lord, we praise you for all that you've given us. And most of all, Lord, we praise you for your life given for us, but resurrected, hope-filled, love-filled, grace-filled. And so, Lord, in thanking you for what you've given to us, we bring to you these offerings this morning and the offerings that have been made online, and pray that you would help us to use them wisely for the sake of your kingdom as we seek to reach out beyond the walls of this building. And we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please take your seats.
Good morning, church family. After praying for others, we will conclude by praying together the Lord's Prayer, which will be on the screen. So please join me as we pray for others. Loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the depths of your love for us, for your forgiveness and grace, and pray that you will guide us as we pray for others. Lord, we continue to pray for our world, torn apart by divisions and strife. Lead all those in authority worldwide back into the way of peace, to heal what is damaged, and to unite what has been torn apart. In all lands, we remember the homeless, those who grieve for loved ones, or those badly injured who no longer are able to care for their families or others. Lord, we pray for shelter, for comfort, peace and hope for the future. Remind us to show compassion, responding to those in need where able. And Lord, we also pray for the many Australians who have lost their homes in the major flooding throughout our land. Show us ways, Lord, that we can contribute to support their needs. And we pray for our political leaders, national and state, that you would give them wisdom and insight into the way forward, that these people can feel cared for in every way. And we pray for those who have lost their jobs or their businesses. Grant them the help they need. And we pray that you will raise up people of faith in these areas to bring comfort and peace throughout this time of trial. Lord, we were reminded yesterday that Christmas is coming, as the South Australians celebrated the Christmas pageant. We were blessed to see the nativity float early in the parade, reminding all that we're celebrating the birth of our Saviour soon. Remind us to share the good news of Christ's coming with those we meet along the way, that the wonderful gift of love, joy, and peace is for all. And Lord, we pray for our church, the Vines. Guide us as we serve you using the gifts that you've given us to share with a needy world. Encourage and equip us to step out in faith, ready to act as God encourages us to care for and to love those in need. And Lord, all of us know of people whose hearts are heavy due to illness or concern for others. We lift them silently before you now. We pray in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Please join me as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is week two of our Her Story, which is really a chance to reflect on women in Scripture and I guess really the legacy of faith that we get to see through Jesus' interaction. Now, it's really challenging sometimes because we just hear the Scripture story over and over again. So today we've got some of our stars who are going to lead us in a short little play parody. They're going to just help us look at this Scripture from a new angle. So thank you.
Mary and Martha.
Mary. Mary. Mary, look at me, look at me.
Martha.
I need help in the kitchen.
But I don't want to miss anything.
But I need help in the kitchen. I can't do it all I can't do it all myself. Mary, be quiet for a minute. I can't do it all myself. And we're running out of Cardinet. Do you think Jesus might make some more for us?
I don't want to miss anything. We don't get this chance very often to host such a guest.
Well, I know it's nice, different, unusual. But still, I told him I needed help. And he said, you should come and help me.
Did he?
No, not in so many words, but he said that I worry too much and that you'd made the right choice. It's not all about you, Mary. And what about me? We have to eat, don't we? Don't we? No. Mary, wait. Mary, I'm coming too.
This morning's reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Jesus visits Martha and Mary. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please remain seated while we sing again. Jesus, take me as I am. I can come no other way. Take me deeper into you. Make my flesh life melt away. Precious stone, crystal clear and finely honed, life of Jesus shining through, giving glory back to take me as I am. I can come no other way. Take me deeper into you. Make my flesh life melt away.
Was a really nice interpretation of that scripture reading. I really liked it. I think it's very hard to put a new spin on scripture, isn't it? So, nice.
Noise.
And look, you know, let me just reposition that. I'm losing my marbles, people. I'm losing my marbles. So, today, Mary and Martha. It's one of those classic stories, and really, it's sometimes we just think it has to do with women, you know. It's just, you know, Mary's in the kitchen and Martha's doing some other stuff. But if it was meant to be about women, it would be Mary and Martin, you know, just to reinforce that, you know, men don't have to worry about the kitchen. But that's not the point of this scripture reading. We miss it. Miss the understanding and insight if we just simply look at somehow this is women's business.
Jesus knew Mary and Martha really well, and he knew their brother Lazarus. So the three of them, four of them, had a really strong connection. And that's what we're going to reflect on today. So let me pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to gather together as we again ask for your Holy Spirit to shed some new insight into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So yes, look, it's a classic story. And it really identifies a whole lot of cultural issues as well in Jesus' day. And in Jesus' day, women were considered possessions and second-class citizens, in all honesty. But one of the things that we see through Jesus is his interactions with the women was anything but that. He actually referred and changed things up significantly. And we sort of think that, you know, I guess being a male, sometimes I think, you know, there's not too many problems in the world for women today, but, you know, we don't have to look far, do we? So the next slide, this is the one that we looked at last week with the other side of God, which was really captured by Jesus' loving embrace and the nature and quality of God, which was really lovely and well put out by Marge. The next slide really picks up some of the interesting traumas that women in our world face. Now, can you believe on the left, in 1970, this is what women in Kabul could dress like. And this, on the right, is how they dress now. In fact, you might, in Afghanistan, they've actually recently, in the last couple of days, said that women cannot go to playgrounds or, you know, parks. So that basically means all the kids stay home. Because who's going to take them? Their dad? No. Unlikely. So it's like, the next slide, and this is in Iran, where that 28-year-old Kurdish Muslim woman was arrested because her headscarf wasn't down far enough and they could see her hair, and so she was arrested and murdered. And as a result of that, there have been massive protests throughout Iran as people just say, what is going on? So there's a real sense in which the equilibrium in life is still not fair. And these are all people who are gathered to try and commemorate the life of that poor innocent woman. And I guess even in Australia, we have lots of different pressures too. Like this next slide, I'm not sure if you've been following the netball, but this is the first Indigenous Australian player in 25 years to play for the netball girls. Diamonds, thank you very much. They're sparkling beautifully. And they're in a little bit of financial trouble, so Gina Reinhart decided to sponsor them for the tune of $15 million. Now, what happened here was that Donnell really struggled with the comments that Gina Reinhart, her father had said. And so in the end, the team stuck together and decided to boycott wearing the logo. And so that meant they compromised $15 million of sponsorship. And she was hounded on the media. Now, fortunately, the Victorian government has stepped in and they are sponsoring them as, you know, come and visit Victoria. But I'm not sure if you can understand the sense of pressure she felt. And so all this was happening while she was waiting to play netball. And she comes out in her first game and the scores are 54-all. And she wins the scoring point, 55-54. And so this immense pressure is layered against her, and she is able to achieve and overcome. So I think for me there is an underlying pressure, an underlying truth that emerges, that regardless of what sort of oppression has happened throughout history, women are resilient critters. Women really have a capacity to, I guess, hold society together in a way that that many people fail to recognize. And having worked in many men-orientated environments, you know, it is a tough gig without women around. So what is this going? The scripture reading today we've picked up is about Mary and Martha. And we have the two sisters who are sitting, anticipating the visit of Jesus. And there's a real tension about what is going to happen. And what I like about this reading, I'll read it out to you again. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things. Few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it is not, and it will not be taken away from her." What I like about this is, I guess, I mean, most of us like hosting people around at our places, as long as our place is clean. Am I right? I mean, how many people just are comfortable with people dropping in anytime? So if we had a whole group of people dropping around to your place straight after church, how would you feel? Well, it'd be a frantic scurry of trying to shove things under carpets and in the shed, trying to make things good. So there's a sense in which we understand what Martha's on about. We understand the importance of hosting and having food. And but there's more to play. And I guess it's a bit like we're trying to do with this thing. It's in our lives, it's so easy to have all the things that make us busy, we do first. And the most important thing, we often can't fit in. And I like that as a metaphor for our lives. I mean, how many times do you find yourself immersed in just doing stuff, but actually if you thought about it, it's, and you had a choice about what the most important thing was, are you even doing that most important thing? And that's the invitation this scripture really tries to draw out for us. And one of the tensions we have is when we just get consumed with all this little stuff. What it does to us is stirs us in ways that can be really quite messy and problematic. I came across this slide called transference. So, for example, top left-hand corner, he goes to work and his boss yells at him. So this is a picture from the 1952. So please understand it is 1952 limited. He goes home and complains about his sock having a hole in it. So the wife goes to the child and says, "What have you done to my wall?" And so the child goes to the cat and goes, "What have you done to whatever?" Transference. But how many times do we let this stuff, this little busyness stuff, get in the way of the important stuff, and so we end up just cascading this drama all the way down through our lives, and actually we're missing the point. Transference. So, how many people have allowed the frustrations of COVID to so dominate their thinking and how they've done business? We see it all the time, don't we? People are just wearing their cranky pants more and more. Many times you go into supermarkets or shops and people just don't look happy. And a amount of times people are just, tolerances have shrunk because they've not done the important stuff, which is the reflection. If we do not reflect, if we do not become aware of what's going on in our life, we just repeat the same patterns. And the power of what Mary and Martha's story invites us to do is to consider about what is important. The next scripture reading I like is this one. "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." So if you ever think that somehow you are less because of gender or whatever, colour, whatever. That just copy that scripture down, stick it in a tattoo somewhere. Oh, that's right. A reminder, the fundamental truth about what Christianity is on about is found in this verse. So the next slide really picks up this invitation that we have to kneel, to sit at the feet like Mary, to stop, listen, and reflect. Now, our two actors, I'm going to give them an opportunity to give us a bit of a reflection. So we've heard the funny side of their reflection, and now they give us a chance to reflect on some of the serious connection they had with this reading. So Pam and Jackie, would you like to come forward and just maybe share a few things? Watch out for the marbles. I'm losing them everywhere. So just a few reflections. So what is this scripture, this thing, as you thought about it, what does it mean to you?
I think the biggest thing for me was the strength that Mary's faith, you know, the strength of Mary's faith was amazing. And I think we can forget that, you know, we lose sight of that these days. We've got to keep hold of that.
Well, of course, I think it's very important to have enough garden aid in the household. But I feel quite sympathetic's not the word really for Martha, because I think culture of the time, that was what she had to be doing. She had to be out there. It was a wonderful guest, and she had to be preparing everything as to the best, and she could not let go enough. Yes. She was so rigid that she couldn't let go for a few minutes, which would have been wonderful if she could, because a few minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just, sometimes it's like, you know, sometimes what we rate in our lives, 1, 2, 3, or 4, sometimes number 4 has to be the first, most important thing we do. Mm. But we sometimes just lock in number 1. Dishes always have to be done.
Yes.
And sometimes, mate, they can sit in the sink for 2 days if they need to, because this is really important.
Yeah. And I feel really that she probably was 90% done anyway. It was probably mostly organised, and she could easily have gone and joined Mary, I think. Yeah.
And so it's like the invitation we have is trying to recognise that sometimes the important things are sitting with people in a way that maybe we, our task-orientated brains or our busy brains, want to do something different. Yeah. Any other final reflections?
And I think it's important that we find that time, and we find that time for others, not just ourselves, but for others too.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to invite you to turn to someone next to you. What is one thing you've connected with? Is there a particular word, an image? And if you had the chance to share, what would you share? So, recognising there's a few gaps between chairs, maybe hand signals. You've got 20 seconds, and then we're going to do some a short reflection on Remembrance Day, because Friday was Remembrance Day. So again, I invite you to turn to someone next to you, have a quick chat, or just do some personal thinking. What are you connecting with?
Okay, 5 seconds, winding up.
I'm going to ask Ranjini if she'd like to come on and give me a hand this morning. As you know, as part of our time together, come up here, Ranjini, come sit, come stand. And as we have Remembrance Day today, normally we have someone who shares the ode. Now, I've actually asked David, her son, who is a cadet, to come and share the ode with us today, but actually he's on duty, isn't he? Where is he?
Yes, sorry. He would have loved to be here, but he has a cadet activity happening at Keswick at the moment. It's one of the STEM activities, so he's really interested in that. So he said, "Mom, I've got to go for this. It's a great opportunity. It's a day program, and they're having some STEM-related activities with cadets." So he and a couple of mates have decided to go for that this morning. So.
Well, no, okay. So it's... He is missed, but yes. We've still got part of the Samuel family with us today. So Ranjini's going to read out the ode. But let me give some introduction and prayer. So we'll have some slides. There'll be a couple of responses you can have in a moment. But the Secretary of Defence and the Chief of Defence wrote a little short summary, and I've just cut and pasted a few things. Friday was a Remembrance Day, the anniversary of the day the guns fell silent on the Western Front and the First World War came to an end. And they shared a story. One of our own drivers, driver Reginald Fry of the Australian Motor Transport Service, was in London for the announcement of the armistice, mingling with the exuberant crowds who gathered for public celebrations. He wrote in his diary, "As a matter of fact, our chaps, diggers, did not do much shouting or noise making at all. We feel rather too much thunderstruck or stunned or subdued to be noisy. Also, I think most of us had our thoughts centered around those pals of ours who would never return to Australia." So, you know, today we pause, almost a century later. We reflect on all those who have died or suffered for Australia's cause in wars, conflict, and peacemaking operations around the world. We remember and honour their sacrifice and the more than 103,000 Australians who made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of our country. I'm going to invite you to share with me on the board. If you'd like to respond in the black. In the quietness of this time, we pause to remember. We remember all those who have been engaged in defending freedom, their bravery and dedication, their patriotism and humour, their resourcefulness and hope. We remember sailors, soldiers, airmen and airwomen, nurses, auxiliary workers and civilians, for those who died or suffered injuries to their body, mind or soul. We remember the families and loved ones who have cared and loved, those who have served and those who are serving Australia today. Please stand for the ode.
They shall not grow old as we that are left to grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years to condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Lest we forget.
Lest we forget. Please be seated.
So one of the things that we're going to do now is continue and just conclude our worship together. And David and crew are going to come up and share with us last song. A reminder, if you'd like some prayer today, you are welcome to come down the front and we'll pray for you. Thank you, David and team.
Last song is one you know really well, just an expression of our love for our God. Would you like to stand and join us? Just let me say how much I love you. Let me speak of your mercy and grace.
Just let me live in the shadow of your beauty. Let me see your face to face. And the earth will shake as your word goes forth. say how much I love you. Oh, my Savior, my Lord and friend. Just let me hear your finest whispers as you gently call my name. And let me see your power and your glory. Let me feel your Spirit's flame. Let me find you in the desert till the sand is holy ground and I am found completely surrendered to you, my Lord and friend. So let me say how much I love. With all my heart, I long for you. For I am caught in this passion of knowing, this endless love I've found in you. And the depth of grace, the forgiveness found, to be called a child of God, just makes me say, how much I love you, oh my Savior, my Lord and friend. And the depth of grace, the forgiveness found, to be called a child of God, just makes me say how much I love you, oh my Savior, my Lord and friend. Just makes me say how much I love you, oh my Savior, my Lord and friend.
A couple of things. I want to thank the Unplugged Band. That's really a good job. This beautiful tapestry, Mary Provis has made that, and we think of her at this time, and certainly her journey with having a partner who was a Vietnam vet and her current struggles as well. So we think of her, and we know many others are struggling with health as well. So look, as you go from this place, know that you really are loved. And I guess part of the challenge you have is to make the most important thing the most important thing in your life this week, whatever that might be. Amen. Thank you.
And the depth of grace, the forgiveness found, to be called a child of God, just makes me say how much I love you, oh my Savior, my Lord and friend. Just makes me say how much I love you, oh my Savior,